Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Yosef Ben Meir, and Hadassa Bat Yitzchak. We're going to start off by speaking about a major new development in the attempt by the Israeli establishment to silence Jewish dissidents. A 21-year-old Jewish hero, who is completely innocent, has been indicted and charged with the murder of three Arab Muslims and faces the prospect of, God forbid, going to prison for the rest of his life. So we're going to discuss that terrible case. We're going to tell you the shocking details of how the Shabak, which is the Israeli equivalent to the FBI, put their case together. In addition to that, and their case is a complete frame-up, complete farce. But in Israel, those things can happen, unfortunately. And the second subject we're going to discuss, major new developments in the race for president. This is the moment of truth now. We've got only a few weeks to go. It's now less than a month until Iowa, so you're going to see a JTF blitz. You're going to see JTF go all out now to try to help Ted Cruz win in the Iowa caucuses and then win in the later primaries and caucuses. We're going to need your help. You're going to see us with a major blitz, with lots of new videos and lots of new posts. It's going to be much more than you've ever seen before. So get ready. So fasten your seatbelts. We'll discuss that in a moment, or actually after we discuss the first subject. The first subject being the firebombing of the home of Arab Muslims in Douma. The home of Arab Muslims in Douma was firebombed. And the Israeli establishment frantically wants to accuse right-wing Jewish dissidents, Israeli Jewish patriots, of supposedly bombing this home in order to avenge the hundreds of acts of Arab Muslim Nazi terrorism that have been taking place. Because, you know, almost every day, Jews are being stabbed, Jews are being shot, Jews are being run over in the streets of Israel, all over the place. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the terrorism that is taking place all over the land of Israel. And the Israeli authorities, instead of taking the action that should be taken to remove the hostile population that's responsible for these abominable crimes, instead of doing that, the Israeli authorities are giving more assistance and more food and more free electricity and more free education and more free housing and more handouts to the hostile Arab Muslim population. It's just, it's unbelievable how the Jewish people are being betrayed by their own government, by their own courts. And so, the Israeli government desperately wants to show that there are Jewish terrorists too, you see? Jewish terrorists are doing these things. They want to show that the Arabs are not so bad. You see, the Jews are also a bunch of terrorists. And so, there was one Arab home that was firebombed. Or that was there was a fire set there. There was an arson there. They claim it was an arson. We don't even know if it was an arson or firebombing. We don't know exactly what happened. And three Arabs were indeed killed in that home. And the authorities were desperate. The Israeli government authorities and the Shabak, which is the Israeli FBI, really the Israeli KGB, were desperate to pin this on right-wing Jewish dissidents. And so they have now arrested and indicted Amiram Ben Uliel. And he's 21 years old and a 17-year-old minor. We don't have the name of the 17-year-old minor under Israeli law. But a 17-year-old minor and this 21-year-old Jewish hero, Jewish hero have been falsely accused of firebombing the home of this of these Arabs and killing these three Arabs. So, of course, if God forbid they're convicted, they go to prison for the rest of their lives. And they're not going to go to a five-star hotel. Because prisons, let me explain to you something. If you're an Arab Muslim Nazi mass murderer, you go to an air-conditioned hotel that they call a prison. It's like a hotel. You get cable television, you have your cell phone, you have air conditioning, you get daily visits from so-called human rights activists and attorneys and all types of delegations visiting you. You get special meals. It's just unbelievable, the special treatment that you get if you're an Arab Muslim Nazi mass murderer. If you're a Jew and you're accused of doing something to defend the Jewish people, then it's like being in a concentration camp. You're treated in the worst way possible, with nothing. I mean, you're treated like a dog, with the most inhumane conditions, the cruelest and most sadistic conditions. And that literally is what happens in the Israeli prison system. It is literally an anti-Semitic system. But anyway, how did they get Amiram ben Uliel? How did they get a case against him? They got him to confess, quote unquote. Now, he vigorously and vociferously denied any involvement in this. In fact, everybody that they arrested, they arrested a number of people. They had to release all but two of them. Everybody has consistently said, we had nothing to do with this. They completely denied any involvement. So the Shabak decided, okay, you won't confess. We're going to torture you. We're going to torture you and force you to confess. And so we've done videos in Hebrew with their attorneys attesting to what happened. They were tortured in a manner that is unbelievable. They weren't allowed to sleep for three whole nights. You know what happens to your body if you don't sleep for three whole nights? They weren't allowed to sleep for three whole nights. Their backs were twisted until they nearly broke their backs. They were kicked and punched, knocked to the floor. They were repeatedly kicked and attacked in the groin area, in their genitals. Repeatedly kicked and attacked with steel-toed boots. They were attacked with all types of devices and all types of sticks and other tools of torture. And just unbelievable. The type of thing you would expect in Siberia at the hands of the Soviet KGB or in a Nazi concentration camp. I mean, it isn't that far removed. When you relentlessly beat somebody and torture them and put them through unspeakable pain, constant pain and torture, 3 nights of nonstop pain and torture, and they can't sleep, and kicking them and hitting them and smacking them and twisting their back, making them sit in a position where their back twists like it feels like their back is God forbid gonna break. The worst things possible, until they lose their sense of touch and feel in their arms and legs. Just incredible what they did to them. This is the type of torture that the Nazis and the communists did, in fact, carry out in their concentration camps. And this is happening in the state of Israel against a Jewish 21-year-old dissident who is a Jewish patriot, who is a religious Torah Jew, a yeshiva Jew, who is a Jew who lives in Judea and Samaria, in the hills of Judea and Samaria, to protect the Jewish people in the land of Israel against the creation of a so-called Palestine state, which would be national suicide for the Jewish people, to try to save the Jewish people. And because he wants to save the Jewish people, because he loves the Jewish people and loves the land of Israel and loves the Torah and is faithful to everything any good Jew would be faithful to, this magnificent, wonderful Jew, this Jewish hero, is being tortured like this and falsely accused of doing something he had nothing to do, that he always said he had nothing to do. Everyone else has said they had nothing to do with it. All the people that the Shabak brought in and tortured and beat kept saying they had nothing to do with it, until these two people that they finally charged were tortured so badly that they were forced to supposedly confess. It's a forced confession just to stop the beatings and the torture and the pain and the sleeplessness and all the horrible things they did to them, just to stop, put an end to it. They finally said, okay, I'll say whatever you want. They were broken. Now, of course, in the United States, there is not a court in the United States that would accept this type of case. This would be thrown out in any court in the United States, in any reasonable court in Europe, in any true Western democracy. In Israel, this is being accepted. This is being accepted in Israel. These forced confessions and this torture. Now the Shabak lies and says, oh, we don't know what they're talking about. Come on. Everybody who has come out of these sessions with the Shabak, every single kid that has come out, every young person that has come out, these are teenagers and young men in their 20s, every single one of them described the same type of torture, the same type of terrible of terrible pain and agony and sadistic attacks. All of them describe the same exact thing. There's no question. There's no question that they're telling the truth, that these Jewish prisoners of conscience are telling the truth, and the Shabak are known to be liars, and the court system in Israel protect them, and the Israeli left-wing media protects them. You have a left-wing cocoon protecting all of these evil torturers and sadists who run the Israeli Shabak. These are sadists, they're vicious, evil, sadistic, immoral, cruel, self-hating Jews of the worst type. Some of them have kippot on their heads, and they're still self-hating traitors. That doesn't mean a thing. They're still self-hating traitors. They do things to Jewish kids, to noble, patriotic, idealistic Jewish kids, the most magnificent Jewish youth. They do things to them that they would never dare do to Arab terrorists who murder Jewish men, women, and children, and who want to exterminate the Jewish people. They would never do this to Arab terrorists. That's the state of Israel today. It is not a democracy. It's not the only democracy in the Middle East and a free country and all. No, it isn't. It's a country where you have the right to do anything you want. You have a right, you have a license to kill if you're an Arab or a Muslim. If you're an anti-Semite, if you're a Jewish anti-Semite, if you're a self-hating Jew, you can get away with anything. All of these Shabak agents and all the people that have supported them, every one of them, if this was done in the United States, everyone, the Shabak agents and the people who are doing this would all be in jail. They would be arrested for this in the United States. What they're doing is blatantly illegal. It's a crime. You're not allowed to do this to people. You're not allowed to torture people who advised of their rights, say, no, I had nothing to do with it. I have no statement to make it. I'm completely innocent, and continue to insist upon their innocence. And then you beat them and torture them and force them, after days of unspeakable torture, you force them to confess? I mean, this would be this is a crime in the United States. The Shabak agents and all the other animals that are involved in this sadistic crime, they're the ones who would be in prison in the United States. And the United States, we lost a lot of our rights here already, but nothing like what you have in Israel. This is unbelievable what they're doing. Now, you have Jews who are in a state of denial about this, and Jews who will blindly defend the Israeli government, whatever the Israeli government does. We're not allowed to do that. We have to, every Jew with any morals and every righteous Gentile has an obligation to speak out against this. There's no question that, there isn't even a dispute, by the way, that these people, that the two people who have been charged, one is a 17-year-old minor, the other is this 21-year-old Jewish hero that I described. There's no question that they consistently, categorically denied any involvement until they were tortured, relentlessly tortured, to make forced confessions. And now that's being used as a legitimate basis for prosecution. JTF, of course, along with others, I mean, there are people in Israel that are trying to defend them. You have groups in Israel that are trying to defend them, thank God, Baruch Hashem. And JTF is involved as well. JTF is going to do what it can to also help out as best we can. JTF, as you know, helps the families of Jewish prisoners. We help financially. We help with other things that are important. And so JTF is involved. I don't know if there are other American Jewish groups involved. I hope there are. If there are, we'll be happy to publicize it on our program. One of the lawyers representing one of the defendants here is a lawyer who said some bad things about me, who criticized me, attacked me unfairly, and said some bad things about me that were completely untrue, that I prove were untrue in videos that I did in Hebrew. Let me tell you something. Doesn't matter. Whatever our differences of opinion might have been, whatever, we drop all of that and we unite 100% behind these Jewish heroes now when they're in trouble. When they're in trouble, JTF immediately drops everything and we completely support the Jewish heroes. Completely. So the Shabak has succeeded in completely uniting Jewish activists behind these Jewish heroes. We are 100% united behind them. We will do everything we can to help them. So I hope you'll help us in our campaign to assist them. We've been putting up, we already did two important Hebrew videos, just put one up earlier today about this subject. We're going to be putting up many more. So we're going to be campaigning hard to help them. And of course, also we want to help Jewish dissidents in general and their families financially as we've done for many years in JTF. If you believe in this cause, this is not, let me tell you something, when you join JTF, this is not AIPAC, this is not B'nai B'rith, this is not the ADL, this is not Hadassah, this is not Young Israel, this is none of those groups. When you join JTF, you're supporting the Hilltop Youth. You're supporting Jewish prisoners who are in prison in Israel because they try to defend the Jewish people and have been falsely charged. You're supporting Jews that are being framed up by the left-wing Shabak agents. You're supporting those who stand up for the rights of Jews and who say enough is enough. Instead of defending the Jewish people, instead of going after the Muslim terrorists that every day are stabbing and murdering Jews, that run over Jewish babies, Jewish little babies and toddlers are being run over by Arabs driving cars and trucks on Israeli roads. And instead of going after these murderers, these vicious Nazi beasts, they spend their time attacking the best Jews that we have in Israel, the most heroic, idealistic Jews who are filled with love for the Jewish people and love for the land of Israel, love for the Torah. It's an abomination, it's a crime. When you join JTF, when you fight with us, that's who you're fighting for. Is it controversial? It's controversial. It's controversial. It's the truth. And the truth almost always is controversial. But that's who you're fighting for when you join us. And we're going to continue this fight. And I don't care, you know, I don't care if it's controversial or popular or unpopular. And by the way, a lot of Israeli Jews do not agree with what the government is doing here. A lot of Israeli Jews say this is, even though the media is pumping this up and they're all pumping it up, you see the responses. You know, you'll go to an Israeli newspaper site or Israeli television site and they have the article, completely biased article, and then the responses, the majority of responses below where people write hundreds and hundreds of responses and debate the issue below, you see people responding on the internet, on their websites of the media sites in Israel. The majority of Israelis responding say, this smells very fishy. This is not the way we're supposed to do things. You don't torture people. And we think that this is the Shabak is just framing these people. That's what the average Israelis, these average Israelis are writing on these sites. So if we reach enough people and we cause enough of an uproar over this, God willing, I hope we can save them and save this Jewish hero, Amiram ben Uliel, who is a Jewish hero, and the 17-year-old minor co-defendant whose name we're not given because he's a minor. We've got to save these Jewish heroes. We've got to save Rabbi Kahana's grandson, Meir Ettinger, who was still in prison on administrative detention. Never committed any crime. Administrative detention. Doesn't have to commit a crime. They're just holding him because they just feel like it. And others that are in Israeli prison, we got to save them. We got to prevent the Israeli government from doing this. And we've got to have a government that goes after the Muslim terrorists that are murdering Jews and not after the Jewish heroes that want to protect and defend the Jewish people. That's what we need. If you agree with that, then you're in the right place, because we're the one organization that will uncompromisingly stand in defense of the Jewish dissidents and the Jewish heroes. And let me tell you something, they're being framed. This is baloney. They're being framed. And shame, shame on the cowardly, filthy pig Jews who go around saying, oh, they must be guilty, the Israeli government, after all, if they are kids. Shame on them. Shame on them. And you'll answer for that on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment, if you don't do tshuva, if you don't repent for having said something so terrible. Shame on you if you justify torturing Jewish kids and torturing Jewish heroes and arresting Jewish kids and arresting Jewish heroes instead of going after the Arab Nazi enemy that wants to destroy the Jewish people. Shame on you, and you will be punished. You will be punished if you take that stand. If that's where you are, you will be punished. Anyway, so we're going to do the best we can. And their trial, they're going to go forward with their trial, and we'll do what we can to try to help in whatever way we can. The second big thing, this is the moment of truth in the presidential election, and that's also something vitally important to us, because a nuclear Iran can lead to a nuclear Holocaust, God forbid, and Iran will go nuclear unless somebody stops Iran. Ted Cruz, we believe, will stop Iran, so you already know the number one issue why we support Ted Cruz, and of course on other issues as well we support him. you're going to see a blitz of many, of you know, constant new posts, daily posts and daily videos, much more than you saw in the past. In the past, you saw us putting up several new things every week so that people would have a chance, you know, which we've been doing for like almost 3 years now for Ted Cruz. Now, it's less than a month until the February 1st Iowa caucuses. We're going to go all out. We're going to do everything we can to help him. We got an uphill battle here. I don't know what's going to be. I can't promise you we're going to win, that's going to be successful. I can't promise you that. In fact, the odds are against us. The news media, the left-wing news media, is doing everything they can to help Donald Trump get elected. Yes, the news media supports Donald Trump. The news media that claims to be against him. In reality, they give him all the wall-to-wall news coverage, nonstop coverage, and they don't cover what any of the other candidates say, because they want Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee, because they know that Donald Trump would lose against Hillary Clinton. So they love having Donald Trump disgrace the Republican Party and disgrace the conservative cause. He's not a conservative, he's a complete fraud. And they love having this. So the news media supports Donald Trump, the phony. So we're going to do everything we can, but the odds are against us. We're fighting uphill. We've been fighting this battle, as you know, if you've been listening to us, it's almost 3 years now we're supporting Ted Cruz for president. We supported him when he was at 3% in the polls. At least, thank God, now he's in a better position, but I don't know. I still think the odds are against us. I still think we have a tough fight against us. We're going to do the best we can. We do the best we can, and let's hope that we can win. So you're going to see an all-out campaign now, more than anything you've seen before from us. You're going to see us putting up posts every day, new posts, videos, all types of things promoting Ted Cruz. It's going to be a big campaign. So watch for it on our main page, of course, jtf.org. Watch for it on our Facebook page. You watch for the new posts and the new videos. Watch for it, of course, on our forum. You'll see all of these things. And I'm hoping, God willing, that we can make a difference. We're gearing it toward, in the search engines, toward Iowa, New Hampshire, toward the early contests, especially Iowa right now. So we're hoping we're going to reach Iowa voters. The Iowa turnout may be 140,000, 150,000, up to 200,000 people attending the Iowa caucuses. We get thousands of views on our videos, as you know, between Facebook and YouTube and the main page, jtf.org, and so on. We get thousands of people coming to it. So if we can get thousands of people in Iowa to watch our message, and believe me, our videos are good. The videos are good, the posts are good, they're persuasive, they're strong. So if we can get thousands of them to come to it, thousands of people who are going to attend those caucuses to come and see the videos, we can make a difference. It's possible. So we're going to do everything we can to try to make that difference. Join with us and help us. This is such an important time. It's an important time for Jewish youth who've put their lives on the line to save the Jewish homeland. It's an important time for the future of the United States, Israel, and the Western world, because the presidential election is about to be decided. Are we going to have four years of Hillary Clinton, God forbid, and a nuclear Iran, and Israel being pressured to commit suicide, and disastrous open border policies and other disastrous policies in the United States? Is that where we're headed? If Hillary Clinton wins, that is where we're headed. If Donald Trump gets the Republican nomination, I believe Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president. I think Ted Cruz is our best hope, first of all, because he'd be the best president, and I do think he would be the strongest Republican candidate against Hillary Clinton. So we got to do everything we can on both of these fronts. We need your help. We've got the Israel campaign. The Israel campaign is for the dissidents in Israel. The America campaign now is all in for Ted Cruz, fighting hard for Ted Cruz. We need your help in both of those areas. Four things we ask for you to do. We've always asked for you to do. We ask now we really need it now more than ever. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for our success and for the success of all the good people and the good things and the good causes that we're fighting for. We need your prayers. Number two, when you see us put up videos, Hebrew or English, please promote them. Facebook, Twitter, anywhere you can promote them. Please promote these videos. Liking them, favorite, do all the things you share, do all the things you can do to promote the videos. That's the second thing. Third thing, be active on our main pages. If you speak Hebrew, we need you to be active on our main Hebrew page. Anachnu tzrichim kama shiyoter. Kama shiyoter pe'ilim באתר האינטרנט שלנו בעברית, הימין.org. We need as many as possible, as many Israeli Jews as possible, or Hebrew-speaking Jews as possible, to be active, כדי לעזור, כדי לתמוך בגיבורים היהודים הנרדפים כעת, in order to help the persecuted Jewish heroes that the Israeli government is persecuting. We need your help. So if you speak Hebrew, become active on our Facebook page, on our main page, hayamin.org, hayamin.org, and on our Hebrew forum. Help us in those areas if you speak Hebrew. If you don't speak Hebrew, if you only speak English, then become active on the jtf.org, the great jtf.org English main page where the Shlomo does the great articles, constant articles. You see daily constant articles. For one period last week, for 3 or 4 days, because we had some problems, we didn't, Shlomo, it's a long story, Shlomo didn't have access to the internet, and neither did I, so for 3 or 4 days we didn't have anything new. That was a rarity, though. You know that we've been having, we update with new stuff, new material every single day. It's just a fantastic news page. So go to jtf.org, become active on the news page, help us with the news page. Go there every day and make comments. As the more active you are, the better it is. That's the third thing. And the fourth and final thing that we need, last but not least, we need your financial support. The more people we have, the more people we can reach, the more financial support we have, the stronger we are, the more we can help the Jews in Judea and Samaria, the more we can help Jewish heroes, the more we can help prisoners, the families of Jewish prisoners, the more we can do to spread the truth about Ted Cruz and to fight for Ted Cruz. This is the most, you're going to really see, I'm telling you, you're going to see us now really go into action for Ted Cruz. So join with us, help us with that, become part of that. And, of course, checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box. Every single donation makes a big difference. If you prefer, for convenience sake, to do it online with PayPal, you can do it very conveniently in several minutes. You just click on the donate button on hayamin.org. Hayamin.org is our Hebrew main page. You go there, and on top there's a donate button in English. You click on it, you can very conveniently and quickly help us on that page. Together, if we fight as a team, let's hope we can make a difference. Let's try to defend the Jewish heroes in Israel. Let's try to make Ted Cruz the next president of the United States. Together, we're going to try to make a difference. We'll do everything we can, and with God's help, let's hope that we can do something that will make an impact. If we make an impact on those two areas, we're changing history. We're changing history, and we're making this a better world if we can make an impact in those two areas. Be'ezrat Hashem. With God's help. Until next week, for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.